King County Metro Transit is warning that unless the agency gets additional funding authority from the state legislature, it will have to make drastic cuts in service. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
King County Councilmember Larry Phillips painted a bleak picture for bus riders if Metro Transit is forced to implement proposed cuts to service.
Buses parked, idled, not serving the public, going nowhere, drivers laid off, not moving people to work and home again in the evening to spend time with their families.
That reality, Phillips said, has been held off for 5 years thanks to temporary funding from the county council. But that funding will run out in June next year. In addition, the agency says it's lost about $1.2 billion in sales tax revenue since 2009. Metro Transit General Manager Kevin Desmond says without additional funding, Metro will be forced to start implementing cuts to 74 routes and revise 107 others in June.
Our service change decisions are based on clear, objective, and transparent guidelines. The decisions are based on productivity, based on social equity considerations, and geographic considerations.
The cuts, he said, would dial back the agency's service to 1997 levels, despite 22% population growth in King County. County Executive Dow Constantine went to Olympia, hoping to appeal to legislators. Metro needs authority from lawmakers to ask voters to reinstate a motor vehicle excise tax to pay for bus service and road repairs. The tax would be based on vehicle value. A similar proposal was introduced last legislative session and passed the House, but not the Senate. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.